You're tuned to Talk of the Town on Super Talk 1270. I'm Steve Bogg along with Jason Spies. And, of course, the one, the only Sarah Stogner, the unicorn lawyer and candidate for railroad commissioner down in Texas. And before we start, I do have to play one little clip.
You know, this is going to upset some Texans, but I think the Cardinals are going to wake up and finally get a win here.
Wow. Did you pick that?
My crystal ball was working.
It was definitely working, Sarah. Sarah Stogner joining us for our private public picks. And you know what? Jason and I were talking about this at the beginning of the program. As a candidate, I think what that accentuates is the fact that you're just honest. You just look at the facts and go, here's a decision that needs to be made. That's refreshing in a politician.
I do my best.
So we got about four minutes, Jason. We got to go. So let's
we
get
better
right
get started
pit.
On this. And yes, as you showed, the Texas Railroad candidate Sarah Stogner not afraid to go against the lemmings when the information is presented and becomes correct. So let's get going here with the Thursday night game, Sarah. We start with you, the 2-1 Lions at the 2-1 Packers.
Now I think I'm going to go home field advantage here with the Packers.
I'm going to go Lions.
I'm going to go Packers. Let's go with, this is on Disney Plus, by the way, folks, London game, the 2-1 Falcons at the 1-2 Jaguars.
Oh, man, Falcons, I guess.
Atlanta.
I'm going to the Jaguars. Next game, 3-0 Dolphins taking on at the Buffalo Bills. Game of the week.
Dolphins. Let's see the Dolphins go 4-0.
I don't think Miami's going to put up 40 points, but I'm going to go with Miami.
I got Tariq Hill going Miami on my fantasy team. Okay, here's the trap game, folks. The 0-3 Vikings at the Carolina Panthers, who are 0-3. This is going to be a trap game for the Vikings. Steve, I'm sorry, Sarah.
You know, let's go Vikings.
This pains me, but I'm going to go Carolina.
I got to go with the Vikings on this one. Okay, the 0-3 Broncos at the 0-3 Bears. Could this be a tie, Sarah?
You know, I think the Bears are going to pull out a home win.
I'm going to go Denver.
I'm going to go with the tie. Okay, let's go with the 2-1 Ravens at the Browns, 2-1.
Ravens.
Baltimore.
I'm going with the Browns. Let's go with the 2-1 Steelers at the 1-2 Texans.
Steelers.
Pittsburgh.
I'm going to the Texans. Chris Stroud, baby. 1-2 Rams at the 2-1 Colts.
Indianapolis.
Indy.
Indy for the sweep. All right, the 2-1 Buccaneers at the 2-1 Saints.
Who dat? Come on, Saints.
I'm going to go Tampa Bay because until Carr's back, they can't win with Winston.
Let's go with Tampa Bay Buccaneers as well. Let's go with the 2-1 Commanders at the 3-0 Philadelphia Eagles.
Eagles.
Philly.
Washington Commanders in an upset.
Wow.
The 1-2 Bengals at the 1-2 Tennessee Titans.
Titans.
Cincinnati.
Let's go with Cincinnati as well. The 1-2 Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders, at the 1-2 Chargers.
Ooh, I'm going to go Raiders.
I'm going to go Chargers.
Chargers as well. The 1-2 Patriots at the 2-1 Cowboys.
I got to root for the Cowboys this week.
Trying to salvage some votes, okay?
I think they bounce back.
I'm going to go Dallas as well.
I'm going to go with the Patriots just because I think Ezekiel Elliott is going to be very motivated to ram it down his old team and Jerry Jones. Okay, the 1-2 Cardinals at the 3-0 49ers.
49ers.
Really? You're not going to go out on a limb twice for Arizona?
No.
Okay, I'm going San Francisco as well.
I agree with Sarah. They were a one-hit wonder, the 49ers. Okay, let's go with the 2-1 Chiefs at the 1-2 Jets.
Chiefs.
KC.
Kansas City. The Jets are probably not going to win a game the rest of the year. All right, so the 2-1 Sea Chickens, the Seahawks, at the 1-2 Giants for Monday Night Football. Last pick.
Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Giants in overtime. Steve, back to you.
Wow. All right, those are our public-private pits with Sarah Stogner, the unicorn lawyer, also candidate for Texas Railroad Commissioner. Jason Spies, you can catch the Crude Life Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. right here on Super Talk 1270. This has been a Wattage Wednesday. I'm Steve Bach, and we'll see you tomorrow broadcasting from North Hoosfest up in Minot. This is Talk of the Town on Super Talk 1270.
The Crude Life would like to welcome and invite each and every one of you to the Energy Exposition happening in Las Vegas, Nevada, February 7th and 8th, 2024. Oil, gas, wind, solar, uranium, Bitcoin, sustainable solutions, and much, much more at this year's Energy Exposition happening in Las Vegas, February 7th and 8th. Folks, you don't want to miss the Crude Life Podcast Pool Party happening February 7th. It's the week before the Super Bowl, folks. The Energy Exposition, the Crude Life is all in 2024. For more information, check out energyexposition.com.